Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. We are up to Sivches, top line on page 254. The Mechaber says in Sivches, Shmona Shrotzim Ha'amurim Ba'Taira. In the Torah, there are eight Shrotzim that are listed, and they are eight Shrotzim that are being discussed. They're Nevela, Tumas Nevela. But we're not going to discuss Tumas Nevela, but we're going to apply the difference of those Shmona Shrotzim versus other Shrotzim, Lagabe, our discussion over here in Siman Shin Tes Zayin. And that is, Shmona Shrotzim Ha'amurim Ba'Taira, Hatzodon Chayiv, one who traps them, he is Chayiv Achatos. V'hachovel behen, and one who damages them, he causes a chavala, afal pi shelo yotza mehem dom, even though no blood came out, elanitzrar tachas ha'or, just gathered under the blood, you made a black and blue mark on this sheretz, chayiv, you are chayiv for chavala. So the first part of the Mechaber is the Shmona Shrotzim, they are discussed in the Torah, you are chayiv on trapping them, and if you make them bleed or even make blood come under their skin, that is going to be a chayiv of chovel. Usha'or Shrotzim, when it comes to the other Shrotzim, Eino Chayev HaChovel Behem, you are not Chayev for damaging them, Elu Imkein Yotza Mehem Dam, unless the actual blood comes out of the Sheretz, then you're Chayev, but if the blood doesn't come out, you're not Chayev. V'Hatzodon, and one who traps the other Shrotzim, L'Tzore Chayev, if he traps them for a purpose, then he's going to be Chayev. Shalo L'Tzorech, if it's not for a purpose, Ostam, or he does it Stam without thinking, Potter aval aser, that will be aser midrabanam, ula harambam chayiv. And according to the Rambam, he will be chayiv. Zokta mishabura sivkotan chov ches, the Shmona Shrotzim. Dihine mitchila ber hamachaber din sida b'chayiv of. In the beginning of this simon, the Mechaber began by discussing trapping animals and birds. The ba'osan haminim stamayu nitzodim l'tzorech. Because those animals, a chaya and an oaf, the stam trapping of them is l'tzorech, it is for a purpose, and therefore you're chayiv. The achshav ber ha-mechaber din sida shrotzim. And now we're moving on in the Mechaber to the halacha of trapping creepy crawly shrotzim. The behu yesh chiluk. When it comes to these shrotzim, then there's a difference. The ba'osan haminim sheyesh lahem oros. Those shrotzim that have skins. V'hu ha-shmona shrotzim ha-amura ba-taira. Those are the shmona shrotzim. Here the Mishabura tells us why they are different than the other shrotzim. It's because they have a regular thick layer of skin. And they are ha-choled, the ha-achbar, the ha-tzav, the gomer, there are eight of them. So by those shrotzim, yesh, tzida, there is an iser of trapping. The mistomot sodan gamkin l'tzarech zeh. We assume when you trapped one of these shrotzim, you're trapping it for the purposes of their ore, of their skin. Unless your express intent of trapping them was not for that purpose, it was not for any purpose, so then you would be potter, it would only be asur midrabanan. Mishum da'avlei melacha she'ein tzarich l'gufa. If you're not doing it for their ore, you just stop doing it, that would be a melacha she'ein tzarich l'gufa, it would only be asur midrabanan. Aval sha'or shrotzim. But the other shrotzim besides the eight ein lahem oros, they do not have skins, at least not regular thick skin. Ustamayu nitzodim shelo letzarech, and their stam trapping is for no need. In lo shekavanoso haya behedulei zatzarech, unless you had express intent for a specific need, we assume it's not for a need. And if you had a need, osu chayev imudover shebamino nitzod. If it is an animal that's normally considered normal to be trapped, so then you would be chayev if you trapped them for a purpose. So the shmona shrotzim, stama, you're trapping them for their skin, you're going to be chayev. Other shrotzim, stama, you're not trapping them for a purpose, and you're going to be putter. Obviously, in each case, if you have the opposite kavana, it would also have the opposite din. A couple of very interesting points over here. Number one, note number 47, the second paragraph. In the list of the shmona shrotzim, the Mishabura only brought down three, but we're going to discuss two of them. One is the achbar, which is a mouse. So, omnam bizmanenu, however, nowadays, kasa b'tara shabbos, shetzidas achbarim eina asura, trapping a mouse on Shabbos is not aser ela midrabanan. It's not an iser d'orais like the Mishabura is saying, it's only midrabanan. Mipnei she'ein hem nitzodim l'tzorech hashimash b'am, no one is trapping mice to use the mice, and therefore it would be downgraded nowadays to a drabanan. V'chein kosa b'koves beis halevi. Next note, note number 8. The next one of the Shmona Shrotzim that the Mishabura brought down from the Pasuk is the tzav. A tzav nowadays is a turtle. So Zot note 48, Mashma, The mashmos over here is sha'af balei chayim she'ilucham iti v'kalatosam. It sounds from over here that even animals that walk very slowly and are easy to grab, it's aser latzoda menatayra. It's an issur daraisa. Because we just listed the shmonas trotzim, the tzav, which is the turtle, is one of them, and we list it as an issur daraisa. Achein writes for Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, sha'atzov shenimne batayra. The tzav that's listed in the Torah, v'chayovim al tzidasa, where you're chayav midaraisa, einu hatzav shebizmanenu, it's not our tzav nowadays. Elohu bal chayim acher shilucho einu iti kolkach. It's an animal that they had then that does not go so slow. V'ilu es hatzav shebizmanenu sheyesh alav siryon. But our tzav that we have nowadays, it has armor around it, ein iser litfos klal. Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter to pick up a turtle on Shabbos. Again, we're not factoring in the mukta aspect, but beitzah trapping, it would be permissible. Meidach, on the other hand, Rav Ozner writes, even though it's true, it's logical to say that picking up a turtle nowadays would not be the issur daraisa. It's like the case we learned earlier in the Mechaber Sebeis, a crippled animal that's very slow, so that you're not chayav midaraisa. The ein ze hatzav shedibra lava Torah. And again, he says that's not the tzav of Torah. Speaking about mikom makom osur latosa midrabanan. So though Shlomo Zalman says it will be mutter midin seida, Rav Ozner says it will be drabanan. And the next part of the note of this in Karela says that in fact you would be chayav midaraisa even on the tzav nowadays. So that is the three-way machlokas. Says the Mishabura Vaiters of Katan Choftes. We said besides the Shmona Shratzim that if you trap them for a stomach or for their skins, we assume stomachs for their skins, you're chayav midaraisa. We said if you damage them, you cause them to bleed, even though the blood doesn't actually come out, it just gets gathered under the skin, you're going to be chayav for chovel as well. Says the Mishabura, tam l'chiyuv chaval lehu mitnei netilas neshama shebo'osa makom. The reason why there is a chiyuv of damage of chavala is because it's like taking away the neshama from that place. It's like killing the animal. Ki hadam hu anefesh, making the dam come out from its place, that is considered taking the nefesh. The alkein, and therefore, afilu yotza hadam kolshu, even if a little blood comes out, or nitzur hadam kolshu, or a little bit gets gathered over there, you're already going to be chayiv. Says the Mishabu Revitis of Katan Lamed. Again, if you chovel bahem, nokot chavala b'shrotzim. Here the Mishabu is bothered. We have a whole siman on Seda. We didn't mention anything about damaging any animals. All of a sudden, when it comes to the shrotzim, we're getting involved whether the chavala is chayiv or not chayiv. Zok the Mishabu and nokot chavala b'shrotzim. We specifically mentioned the chavala by the shrotzim. Mishum debuhu ye shrotzim she'ein lahem or. Because when it comes to shrotzim, like we mentioned, there are some that don't have normal skin. The eino chayev atchiyetze hadam, and by then you wouldn't be chayev for chavola until adam actually comes out of the body of the sheretz. Kemosh mesayim ha-mechaber, like the mechaber writes later on. Aval kol shekein di yeshchiyov chavola bebehema chayev oof, but certainly there would be chavola by any behema chayev oof shekulam yeshlam or they all have regular skin v'chayev afilu benitzur. So when it comes to chayev and oof, every single one you're going to be chayev if the blood just gathers under the skin. Only by the shrotzim we have some with skin, some without skin. We have the chiyuv, and therefore the mechaber discusses it. To say you're chayiv for damages when the blood comes out, that's only if you actually want the blood to give it to your dog. Ola is the inyan, you want the blood for some other reason. Ola basar shenitzar bo hadam, or you want the flesh that has the blood gathered in it, lahachil lekalbo, to feed that meat with the blood to your dog. In Dumbo, the ilav hachi, because if you do not want the dam for some purpose or for your dog, who bichlam the kalkelu putter, then it's considered a kilkel. It's a damaging effect, and you are putter. V'yeshmen aposkim shesovrin delafika chayev benitzur adam. There are those poskim that hold that your reason why you're chayev when the blood gathers de einze bichlal kilkel el tikun. They say fakir. That's not a kalkel. That's not destructive. It's a tikkun. It's actually constructive. Shederach ha'olam lahakosam. The way of the world is to hit the animals. Kedei lahachlisham, to weaken them. She'enoach lihikabeh, so it's easier to conquer them. V'im osa chavala ba'odam derech lekama. And if a person caused the chavala damage, caused the person to bleed in a way of revenge, Or to get revenge against your friend, you damaged and caused the chavala to his animal or his bird. The yotza hadam o nitzra, and the blood came out or it got gathered. Das Rambam shechayiv bazeh b'chol gavni. Zok the Rambam, in all these cases, you will be chayiv midaraisa. Ki einenu b'chlal mekalkel, this is not included in mekalkel. V'atam, the reason is, mipnei shemiyashev ezdaito b'dover zeh v'yanuach yitzro. You're so angry at your friend, you gave him a big whack, and you caused him to bleed, or you hit his animal, that relaxes you, now you have nuchas and nefesh, you got your revenge. So that's a tikkun, it made you feel better. Since your anger goes down with this action, that chavala is called a tikkun and you're chayiv. The same thing is true if a person tears out of his anger, although tearing is a destructive act, but if you're doing it out of anger, it then relaxes you, you let all your anger on your garment, you calm down. So that's a tikkun. We'll see more about that later on, Be'ez Hashem. V'arayvid poter. But the Ravid argues with the Rambam on this point, Ayin Shom. Ulukuli alma iser yesh bazeh. But according to everyone, there is at least an iser derabbanan. D'chol ha-mekalkulin b'chol melacha Shabbos. Any kilkul by any melacha of Shabbos, av shebetura mechatos. Even though it's true, you're potter from mechatos, it's not a deraisa, mikomokom asurin, but they still are asur midrabonim. The alkane, and therefore, yizar ma'ot shelo lahako shum chai b'Shabbos, you should not be hitting any live creature on Shabbos, hakar sheyochol lovo lidei chabura, any kind of hit that can lead to a chabura, you should not be doing, ki alko ponem iser yesh badover l'kulyam, at the very least, it is an iser d'rabbanan according to everyone, v'ha'olam nechshalim azeh, people are stumbling over this, they are not being properly careful about this. V'chein aser locho shchin. It's also aser to rub shchin that one has, boils. Shal yedei hachichuch motzi dam. Through rubbing a boil, blood comes out. Shenivla babasa, that was absorbed in the flesh. V'imkein osa chabura. And if so, you're making a chabura. V'im hu makiz dam lo'odim l'refuah. If you are doing bloodletting for a person for healing purposes, kishe'em bo sakana, where the person's not in danger, o bebehemo, or you're doing it for an animal, chayev l'kuyamba, for everyone, you're going to be chayav midaraisa. Dehu bichlal mesakin. That's mesakin because letting the blood out is the refu itself. Vigamu melacha tzricha legufa. That's also a melacha tzricha legufa because you want the blood to come out. Dehu tzeata bechavala zu. You want this chavala kedei lehisrapos so that the person can get healed. The same thing would be true, by the way, if a person gets a blood test on Shabbos, doing a blood test, you want the blood to come out so you can test it, that also would be usher. Ulefiza, according to this, Hotzas Hashenu Malacha Daraisa. Taking out a tooth on Shabbos would be an Isser Daraisa, because you bleed, to Bechlal Chovel Refua, that would be included in doing a Chavala for healing purposes. Kain Kasum Magen Avram B'Simin Shin Chav Ches, Sivkot and Gimel, V'aprimigodim V'chayodim V'ayim Bir Alocha. Over my Mordechai Mashma, the Otsas Hashem Rak Isser Yeshbo Velochi of Chatas, my Mordechai is Mashma, taking out a tooth, even though it bleeds, would only be an Isser Derabbanon, it would not be a Chil Chatas. The Chavolas Hadam Anasa Ideze, ain't Sarach Lugu, for the blood that comes out when you're taking out a tooth is not blood that you want. The Chay Mashma from the grass, so too it is Mashma from the grass, that in fact it would only be an Isser Derabbanon. Stefkot and Laman Aleph, we said if you are Chovel, one of the Shmona Shrotzim, even if the dam doesn't come out, it just gets Nitzrar Tachas Ha'or, you are going to be Chayiv. Says the Chavetz Chaim, the Nitzrar Hainu Shenesa V'Nikbas Mokom Echa. This idea of Nitzrar means it gathers together in one place. V'shuv Eino Chose V'Nivla Be'Abasar, and it no longer goes back and gets absorbed the same way into the flesh. V'Alkein Chayiv Mishum Nitilas Neshama Shabosa Mokom. So once again, the name of the Isra of Chavala would be Nitilas Neshama of that place. Again, ki adam hu anefesh shekanal, because the blood is considered the life of the animal, like we said before. Sifkot and lamed beis. Now we move on to the other shrotzim. We said in the mechaber, you're not chayiv for damaging them unless the dam actually comes out. Hatam zoktim mishabura lamed beis. The reason is the kai malon we hold chabura hachozeres lo shuma chabura. A wound that goes back, everything goes back to its place, is not called a chabura. V'alkein sha'or shrotzim. Therefore, when it comes to the other shrotzim, not the eight, sha'oron rach mamish kebasar, where their skin is very soft like flesh, they obviously have some skin, but it's a very soft skin like the flesh itself. V'mehera nitzrar bo hadam. Very quickly, the blood gathers. V'yoshev achar kach lekadmusu, and then it goes right back to its place. and therefore if the blood doesn't actually come out, that would not be considered an iser. Lefikach einu chayv ad sheyitzei dam, therefore you only chayv the chatas when the dam actually comes out. Which is not the case with the shmona shrotzim we discussed before, where their skin is not soft. Ein nitzrar bo hadam ad shenisava chabura gemura she'ein chozeres lechadmuso. The blood does not start to gather together unless it's a real chabura, in which case it doesn't really go back to its original state, and that's why you're chayv achatos, even if the blood just gathers under the skin. V'yesh lechayvo af benitzrar mishum netilas neshama shebosamakom, and therefore by the shmona shrotzim we'll say you're chayv even if the blood just gathers under the skin, that would be netilas neshama from that place. The last point the Mechaber told us was that when it comes to trapping the other shrotzim, if you're trapping with tzarech, you're chayiv. Shelo letzarech ostam, you're patur av alasar. Says the Mishabur Lamigimul. Shelo letzarech. What is lo letzarech? Kegon lesachek v'chiyayavna. You're doing it for play or something similar. So then that's considered lo letzarech. You're going to be patur av alasar. Upatur mishum dahavle melacha shein etzri lagufa. That's patur because it's melacha shein etzri lagufa. If you look at note number 60, explains, what do you mean? Why is there melacha shein etzri lagufa if I wanted to play with it? So note 60 writes, Bebir hadover kasval chazunish. The chazunish explains, Shemedubir kan ba'odim sha'ohev lotzud balei chayim. We're talking about a person over here who loves hunting animals, trapping animals, ula shachurim, and to free them, veloshev latzudim. It's not that he wants the animals to play with the animals. He wants to trap them for fun. That's his geschmack. That's his game. He traps animals. He lets them go. He traps them again. She'eino tzarech es balichayim atzmam. In that case, he doesn't really want the animals. He just wants to have a good time. Achim kavanoso latzudam amanasa sachik b'hem la'achar atzida. But if he really wants the animals to play with them after he gets them, nechsho adover kemuloch atzrich l'gufa. That would be an issa daraisa. If he's trapping the animal, he wants to play with the animal. That would be, he's trapping the animal because he wants the animal. That would be an issa daraisa. We're discussing over here in the Mishaburu when he's saying it's only l'sachik, meaning it's for sport. He's trapping animals, freeing them, trapping them. He doesn't really want them. He just wants to have a good old time. Then it would be an issa d'rabbanim. Back to the Mishabura. Hatzah dogim in anor. One who takes out fish from the nahar. Afilu nisano tekev besoch sefel shalmayim. Even if he places it right away in a bucket of water. Shelo yomus. So the animal, the fish, will not die. Chayiv mishum tzida. That is an issa d'araisa of trapping. And if you left it out of the water until the fish died, chayiv gam mishum netilas neshama. Then besides the isra of tzeda, of trapping, he's also chayiv for killing. V'lav dafka meis, the fish doesn't actually have to die for you to be chayiv for killing it. Even if you left that enough time that it dries the width of a sela coin between its fins, and it's still flopping around, and you put it back in the water, that's also a chayiv daraisa netilas neshama. Even though you put it back in the water before it died, that's the sign that Chazal give us. Once it dries between the fins and it is the size of a sela, it's vada going to die, so you can throw it back in the water all you want. You are chayiv in netilas neshama besides the tzeda. V'raminim b'gemara, the Gemara says, the lav dafka yavesh mamish, it's lav dafka that has to dry fully. Ela kishezov rir misham v'nimshach ha'ez v'sham kishemanich olav. When you put your finger on it, it drags along some guk with it. That's already considered dry. That will for sure die, and it'll be chayef, and it'll be chayef, and you need to throw it back in. V'imkein tzarech lizohar. Therefore, one has to be careful. Shelo yitzave le'enu yehudi litol dog min ha'chavish shel mayim ulanicho b'yabosha. That you should not command the goy to take a fish out from the barrel of water and to place it on the dry land. Even though you're afraid the fish might die and he's going to ruin all your water that you need, you still can't tell a guy to take it out and put it on the dry land. We cannot be lenient by an iser daraisa of killing a fish to ask a guy to do it in a place of a hefsid. Unless you ask him, take it out of this barrel, put it in another pool of water, so you're not telling him to do any yisad araisa, that would be okay. He's moving the fish, which is mutza. And in terms of moving the fish, which is mukta, that's only an yisad rabbanan, we're makil to tell a guy to do it. It's a shvush, the shvush, the shvush. Note this 63 points out that a shvus to shvus is actually usur. It's only mutter, it's a hefse gadol. So why are we saying over here it's mutter? The Prima Gadam says that since there's a way for Yisrael to do it in a permissible way, and that is you can do tiltum and atzad, since the purpose is not letzar dover usur, he wants to save the water. So he's allowed to move the fish with another part of his body, tiltum and atzad, in order to save the water, letzar dover amutter, since there's a way for Yisrael to do it with a shinui, that permissible, you're allowed to ask a guy to do it, and he can do it the regular way, and that's why, even though it's a shvus to shvus, which is normally usur, in this case, as the Prima Gadam, it would be mutter. So if it involves an issur daraisa, you're telling him to put it on the dry land where the fish is going to die, you can't tell him to do an issur daraisa. But if it's telling him to do an issur derabanan, so we have what to rely on to have a shvus to shvus in a place where you theoretically have a way to do it yourself, that the guy can do it the regular way. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Lamadal, then we'll try to see a little bit of Tu Biar Lachas. Ula Harambam Chayiv. Trapping the other shratzim. If it is Litzorech, we said it's Pater of Al-Asr, according to Rambam Yerchayiv. Afilu Shalo Litzorech. Even if it is for no reason, the Rambam says Yerchayiv. Kol Shin Niskavein L'Molocha. So long that your Kavanah was for the Molocha. The sphere like, because once again the Rambam holds, Molocha She'eno Tzorech L'Gufa Chayivalov. He holds a malach shinat zulva yechayvi daraisa, and therefore, even though you're trapping these other shrotzim not for a real purpose, that's enough to be chayv daraisa. V'rov ha-poskim poskim kedeya harishona the potter mechatas. Most poskim don't go with the Rambam. They say malach shinat zulva gufa. So if you're trapping these shrotzim for no reason, so then you would be potter from the chatas. Mishum de ve'ina malachas machsheves, because they hold that you need a malachas machsheves. V'asem midrabbanan, it would be only asem midrabbanan. If you turn back to page 254. I'd like to read a little bit of two birah lochas. Number one, Shmona Shratzim, about 12 lines up from the bottom. I am the Mishabura Shekasafti Tama Chiluk Mishum de Nitzodim Letzarech Oran. We saw in the Mishabura the chiluk between the Shmona Shratzim and the other ones is that the Shmona Shratzim are trapped for their skins. Hu tam atosas, that's the reason atosas. V'yesh o tam acher beran. There's another reason to be mechalik, which the Ran brings down, v'huva b'magen Avram, it's brought down the Magen Avram. De'aches shrotzim ein darkon lahazik. These shmona shrotzim don't normally damage. Ustamayu nitzodin le'ezatzorach. Therefore, if you are trapping it, it's not for preventing damage, it's obviously for some other constructive purpose, and therefore, it's more chayiv. Ma'she'en kein b'shar shrotzim, which is not the case by other shrotzim, de'darkon lahazik. They are normally damaging. Ustamayu nitzodin kedei shelo yaziku. And mistama, we assume you're trapping these other shrotzim, so they should not damage you. Me'mela have a melocha she'en tzorach l'gufu pater. Therefore, thou we consider and you would be potter. According to this Ran, if you find one of the other shrotzim that it's not its normal way to damage, like the eight shrotzim, would follow the same din of the shmona shrotzim, and you would be chayiv. One more bir alocha, the last line on 254. We said a chovel. We explained in the Mishabura a few times the reason why you're chayav for chavol is netilas neshama. But zok tibir alocha das haRambam, the chovel chayav mishum mefarik shu tolda the dosh. The Rambam holds that chavola, taking the blood out or making the blood get stored up under the skin, is an isra of mefarik tolda the dosh. The domim shem mefarik mitachas or mefarik kemefarik tfuah mikasher domi. It's like separating out the wheat from the kash, so too you're separating out the blood from the basar, and that's the reason for the chiyuv according to the Rambam. The afa pi shelo yotzu lachut, and even though the blood doesn't actually come outside the skin, mikomokom nekru mimikom chibur, and it got detached from its place where it was attached. Ulefize, according to this, ba'inan shiyetze dam kashir grogeres mimokom lomokom l'inyan chiyuv chatas, v'chayv daraisa, it would have to be a proper size of a grogeres. Just like the malach of dosh. Even if the animal is dead, and you did this, Mefari told the Dush will be a chiyav, even if the animal is already dead. Masha'enkin, if the Isser is Natila Neshama, obviously you will not be chayav if the animal is already dead. You can't do Natila Neshama on an animal that's already dead. One last point in the Bir Alach over here, he pointed out a few lines later, that there is another possible Isser that comes up by Chavola, and that is, if the blood gets stored under the skin, it could be an Isra of Tzaveya. That's brought in the Yerushalmi, that's discussed later, but we'll stop here and continue with Hashem next time with Siv Tes.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.